So I guess at 38 years, you're kind of young here in the major leagues. There's a lot of guys up in their 40s. Franco is going to be 48 this year.
Yeah, you know, that there's quite a few geriatrics out there that are doing pretty darn well. From a pitching standpoint, Greg Maddux off to a great start. Randy Johnson still dominant what he does. And so just leaving San Francisco, seeing Barry and Steve Finley do their thing. And, you know, I think guys have realized taking care of themselves and eating right and doing the things they need to do, due diligence before the game to be prepared, is paying dividends for these guys.
Well, Greg Maddux, there's a lot about his physical regimen, workouts and stuff that has really added to the success this year. It's kind of scary to think Maddux getting better.
Well, the thing about Greg is that he's not an overpowering pitcher. He's not a power guy like a Clemens or a Johnson or even Ryan, going so long in his career pitching the way he did. I think Greg could pitch really as long as he would want to. I can't see the decrease in velocity being a huge hurdle that he would have to overcome, because he's such a locator and has the ability to move the ball around. So he's somebody that we might not ever see him retire.
Well, I guess it's like a knuckleball pitcher. You had guys in the past like a Hoyt Wilhelm that pitched, I think, till he was 48 because he threw the ball 70 miles an hour.
Right. No, there's no doubt. And, you know, aside from that, I just, you know, the knuckleballers there haven't been. I'm obviously Hoyt's in the Hall of Fame, but to have someone as a knuckleballer have the type of numbers that Greg does, you're going to have pretty much a 500 pitcher, but somebody that can save a staff. So, I mean, there's that value from both ends. But there's no doubt there's a lot of guys going strong out there.
Is it extra rewarding this year? Your brother saw the light. He finally came over to your team. He's with you.
I saw the light. Well, I think he was disappointed to see things turn the way they did here in Los Angeles. He's a company man and had strong ties with Jim Tracy and loved the time that he was here in a Dodger uniform, and would have loved to have stayed here. But obviously things have changed, and the direction of the organization has gone a different way. And I think he's found solace being in San Diego and the ability to still go home and see his family and obviously be around family when he's at the yard. So it's been kind of a win-win.
Well, it must be fun just to see him out there every day with you, to be that close to your brother.
Well, I think the neat part of it is that, you know, I get to see it firsthand on how much he cares about the game and how much he really cares about being around the guys and what he can bring to the table as a coach and someone that hasn't forgotten what it's like to be a player and to have someone of his stature in your corner rooting you on. So it's been refreshing to see a guy that I'd looked up to as a kid in our house, wanting to do the things that he did as a player, but to ultimately be on the same side at the big league level 20 years later down the road it's been a lot of fun.
And he is fortunate to be able to, like you say, stay in San Diego. Going to Pittsburgh might be a little bit of a hardship for him and his family.
Well, I think that was a major obstacle. Obviously, he had strong ties with Trace and the rest of the coach staff that did go there. Lamented the decision to not go. It was difficult in that regard, but obviously, he's a family man, as everybody knows, and to have five children in the household and Cheryl grinding every day to make sure everything's getting done, to go off to Pittsburgh, that's a difficult pill to swallow. So he's been pretty blessed to have the opportunity to be in Southern California still, even though it'd be 100 miles away. It's put a little pressure on him to make those commutes when he's tired after ball games, and fortunate to be able to have a place to stay in San Diego when he needs it. But you know, they're making it work.
We talked a little bit about how you were a 5'6" ball player playing for Savannah High School over in Anaheim here. Have you pretty much exceeded your dreams, not only succeeding at the major league level, but becoming one of the top closers in baseball history?
Well, I don't think I ever thought about doing the things that I'm doing now when I was back at Savannah High School. I think the one constant is that I always had a dream to play at this level, regardless of whether it was a pitcher or an infielder, and truly was committed to working as hard as I possibly could to make that dream come true. So to ultimately see, again, this many years down the road, to have this kind of success, I don't think you can quantify that when you're back in high school, but to have the desire to be the best at what you want to be, regardless of what it is, that was instilled in me from mom and dad. So thankful for that.
Do you still get invited to all the reunions?
I just got one in the mail this past off season, our 20, what would be coming up on 30th anniversary, what is it? 20 year anniversary, or reunion. And, you know, to still be playing in the big leagues, to not be able to make it is a good and a bad thing.